This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, October 23rd, 2009. I'm Caleb Brown. The decades-long conflict in Somalia has turned somewhat, offering the United States an opportunity to learn from the failures of previous interventions. Journalist David Axe is author of the new Cato paper, Somalia Redux, a more hands-off approach. He comments on what the U.S. should have learned from our long experience with Somalia.
Large-scale military intervention in Somalia does not work. The land is, it's too inhospitable, and the people too xenophobic, I think, and the country's problems too deep for a large ground force to work. Not that large ground forces often work, but in those cases that they do, I think the conditions are very different than those we see in Somalia. Somalia is a the textbook definition of a potential quagmire for land armies. So if you need to intervene in Somalia, you have to do it without deploying a lot of troops.
How well understood is what you just said to policymakers currently in the U.S.?
I think they get it. They may not get it as well as I'd like them to, but they get it. Our approach to Somalia since 9/11, since the war on terror rubric sort of came to apply, has been to use covert operations in Somalia: airstrikes, drone strikes, missile strikes, commando raids, special forces assistance to other militaries that are operating in Somalia. In other words, to have a military presence, but to keep it as quiet and small scale as possible. I would actually advocate an even quieter and smaller scale military presence, but policymakers do seem to appreciate broadly the dangers of deploying large numbers of ground troops to Somalia, which is actually irrelevant. Even if we wanted to deploy a lot of ground troops to Somalia, we don't have them, so we couldn't. But had we them, no, it would be a terrible idea, and I think most lawmakers get that.
Why does it appear that they get that with regard to Somalia, but not Afghanistan? Or something entirely different, I guess, driving the mission in Afghanistan?
Well, the mission in Afghanistan is a lot different. Afghanistan represents a much clearer danger. At least the Taliban, as you know, harboring al-Qaeda, represented a clearer danger to U.S. interests than anyone in Somalia does. The only threat, the only direct, immediate threat coming out of Somalia is a handful of al-Qaeda operatives. But I would argue those operatives in being in Somalia are so isolated that they've rendered themselves mostly ineffective. So in fact, just being there, they lose. So even if you had the resources and the will and thought it would work, what would you be trying to achieve in deploying ground troops to Somalia? What would be your aim? In the 90s, the aim in deploying tens of thousands of American and UN peacekeepers was to stabilize the clan fighting in Somalia, to facilitate the delivery of humanitarian aid. And even that didn't work. The humanitarian campaign in Somalia has worked, but it's worked separated from military intervention. I think coupling the two was unnecessary and put lives in danger that didn't need to be. The humanitarian campaign in Somalia, which is now some 20 years old, at least the large-scale humanitarian campaign is about 20 years old, about half the country counts on UN food donations. Most of those donations come from the United States. And that campaign has worked. Whether it's worked whether it will work in the long term to help Somalia return to self-sufficiency is an open question, but in terms of heading off massive starvation, it has worked. I think one of the lessons we learned from the intervention in the 90s is that pairing that humanitarian campaign with a military intervention is unnecessary and puts lives at risk that didn't need to be.
President Obama sort of earned a reputation as an anti-war candidate during the campaign, which was, I think, arguably unfair, especially in light of recent events. But he's also made clear that humanitarian interventions are certainly not off the table. What has he said about Somalia?
He hasn't said a lot about Somalia as a humanitarian crisis. In fact, in speaking to the State Department folks who handle Somalia, they've signaled no change to existing policy. In fact, overall, U.S. policy towards Somalia at the moment is only a slightly tweaked version of the Bush administration's. We've seen stronger diplomatic support for the current Somali transitional government, which, to be fair, came into office at around the time that Obama himself was entering office. So it's not that Bush had even an opportunity to interact with these people. But we have seen, I think, surprisingly strong diplomatic support for this new Somali government from the Obama administration, which is good. But that's been, in the mix has also been a boosted level of arms shipment and arms supplies to the transitional government from the U.S., which is a bit riskier. And then we have the drone strikes and the airstrikes and the missile raids and commando operations appear to continue unabated. And in as much as those present a risk, then the Obama administration hasn't improved that facet of the Bush administration's policy.
David Axe is a freelance military correspondent. He is author of the new Cato paper, Somalia Redux, a more hands-off approach. You can read the paper at cato.org.